5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What do you got, pink eye?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Oh, something's gone in it.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Yeah, middle of the week, Wednesday, of course. A nice Rush Hour serving for you, the number one show on radio in this magnificent city.
Yep.
Yeah, sit back and enjoy the next hour. A little bit worse for wear, I am fat.
Why? What's happened, Jim?
Back into the boxing after a fair stint.
What do you mean,
I'll tell you, it's just a bit wearing on me, but I'll tell you what. I'm a long way in front of Nath Brown.
Are you?
Well, of course, he's my boxing partner. The two of us go one-on-one with Lukey Soulos, the animal. Luke, the animal Soulos. But I'll tell you about Nath Brown. Got a tubby little guts.
Has he?
Mm.
Well, I saw...
Just allowed it to sneak out a touch on him.
Well, I'll have a look at that on Sunday. I saw him on open mic, a replay of his... Was he happy with his way he was travelling and how good he was?
Wow. He was a bloody good player.
Well, for 5 weeks.
On his day, he could turn it right on. Hey, hump day quiz.
Got to be careful that Sunday footy show really too, sure, Jim. It's got to be careful.
Hump day, all those blokes. You've got to be careful. All talking about giraffes.
All those blokes.
And then Peter Pele Dacos.
Oh, yes, Jim.
We cannot wait to chat to this man. A champion.
Superstar, Jim.
And rare he is too.
Rare as?
Well, not quite as rare as the Sandringham tourney, but rare. Do you know why?
Why?
Well, you don't see too many Collingwood Premiership players.
Craig Kelly.
There aren't too many of them wandering around, Rabbit.
CT?
So, oh, of course, Ned. You can't believe that, can you?
BT?
No.
Oh, that's right.
But certainly Pele Dacos was instrumental in that incredible 90 premiership win. And then it'll be a really ordinary...
Far from rare.
Ordinary joke to finish. Hello, Fat.
Hey, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you. And g'day to you, Rebs Warren from Leg Warren.
The most powerful puncher from Perth that has ever been.
No.
Daddy the man! The machine! The
Matty Campbell.
Come on, Matthew.
Every time I run into him, he says to me, you still playing that? And I go, of course, not really.
There's a couple of blokes that say
every now and then.
Buddha Hocking, when we show the slide on the Sunday.
He doesn't like that.
And
Stephen Kernahan.
Stephen Kernahan.
In the song. So we just, Matty Campbell, so we don't do it.
Yes, exactly. A bit of sports update for you, Jimmy boy.
A world sport rap?
Probably not. What do we got, Raps? Want to just play something?
Now, on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
All right, here we go.
Yes, Jim. So let's talk about football. Ben Cunnington is allowed to play against the Cats, and that's fair enough.
So he should.
North got it down to a low grade instead of medium. So well done to North.
Fair
well
enough.
Done to Cunners.
We like him.
Still a fine, though.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was, anyway, better result.
I saw him talking about his hair.
Oh, no. Doesn't talk often, Cunners.
Luke McDonald's out for 10 weeks.
No.
He just got back from a quad.
Cannot take a trick.
And he's done a pectoral.
Oh, Mac Daddy.
He must hurt the old pectoral.
A bloody good player too, running best and fairest.
He is, exactly.
So shame for him. Yep.
Darcy Moore is struggling with a Achilles injury.
Pretty tough injury to play footy with, I would have thought.
Well, exactly. So what they're saying, this is Tom Morris.
Tom Morris.
Yeah, who's very good, by the way. They're saying that they'll just see how he goes. He might have to have an operation, Jim, if he has an op. And he's their best player.
He
was their only player.
Yep. Well, not only, certainly their best player at the minute.
Who else you got?
Pendles.
Oh, Pendles.
Taylor Adams.
Tay-Tay.
He's out for 10. So, he can't think of anybody.
He's a supporter.
Isaac Quainer. Jordan DeGoey.
Crispy. Cox. Oh, Crisper.
Yeah, Crisp.
No, Jeremy Howe's my
Jeremy
favourite.
Jeremy Howe.
Yes.
Grundy.
Carlton have had a big crack at Adam Chera, Jim, over there.
Everyone will be having a lash at him. Yep.
He hasn't signed on yet, and apparently Freo have offered a 4-year deal to stay at the club. Very good player.
Jeez.
And will only get better.
Yep.
What else have I got here? Anzac Day is expected to have 90,000 people,
good.
Jim.
That's good.
What's that? April 25, eh?
That's good.
That'll be interesting because the crowds have been down, so you'd love to see.
And just on that, Fat, I went to the footy on the weekend just as a punter.
Yes.
It's not hard.
What's hard?
It's not hard to go to the footy.
No, but old people think it is.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, and we get lots of old people. We get everyone listening to this show, millions.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's actually not hard.
No.
So don't get spooked by it. It's very, the people, especially I was at Marvel, The people at Marvel were brilliant.
Yeah.
Very accommodating. Yes. Help if anyone doesn't quite know what
That's
they should
right.
be doing.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. So it's not hard. Just back yourself to get there and have a great day.
Well, I got two tickets for 90-year-olds, Jim. They come from Hobart, my brother's relations or something. Anyway, I got them two tickets. And the lady at the MCG was magnificent, found them a seat.
That's it.
I think they got home.
No, it's not hard. So back yourself to enjoy the day.
Exactly. Hey, what about at the NRL, rugby league?
Rugby league.
Well, they've round six, I think it is, already sacked a coach.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Yes.
John Morris has been sacked from the Sharkies, Jim. Already.
We've gone off half cock.
No, we're not. He's been sacked. Shut up, Ramsey. He's been sacked after round six. That is unbelievable, Jim.
I think he's dropped it.
He did drop it. He dropped the ball.
It's amazing.
Do you know what today is, Jim?
It's carnage in that sport.
What a waste of energy.
Well, it's a lot of waste of energy, yes. April the 14th today. You know what is today? 100 days until the Tokyo Olympics.
Wow.
100
That's
days
gonna
today.
Be different.
Yeah. You know what is different? No cheering allowed.
Yes.
You're not allowed to cheer.
So what's the point of having people there?
So these are one of the rules, Jim. No, a ban on cheering. Spectators, they're not allowed to sing or chant or scream out support to athletics.
That's weird.
Athletes.
It is. Hey, did you see Hideki Matsuyama?
Well,
just sitting in the normal exit lounge.
Was that him?
Of a flight, yes. Well, just waiting to fly back to Japan after winning the Masters with his green jacket just draped over just epoxy departure lounge seat.
He just picked up $2.7 million.
You'd think you'd be in the first class lounge or something, wouldn't you?
That was him.
That's him.
That's him just sitting there with the green jacket.
He's got his phone out. How good.
You love that, Jim. You love. Good on him. But imagine when he landed in Japan.
Wow-wee. Mayhem.
Oh, he'd go all right, wouldn't he? Go out to one of the bars and just
Well, probably not.
Why?
I thought. Well, because Japan's pretty low key at the minute, I think, isn't it?
Well, he'd get out, I reckon. He'd just get out, go for a round of golf.
What else have you got?
I've got this. You'll love this, Jim. A Polish tennis player, okay?
Right. Yes.
He's playing at Monte Carlo Masters. Mm-hmm. He wins the first round. There's his press conference, and this is what happens after he's won the first round at his press conference.
Maybe a couple of questions in English and then we'll switch to Polish. Who wants to start? Please raise your hand. No, okay, we'll switch to Polish. Any questions?
No question, that's okay. Nice. Nice press conference. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
That's him.
Perfect press conference.
No questions.
Imagine that.
For poor old Hubert Herkazak.
What about our man, Kyrgios, when he has his press conference? Have you seen him?
Yeah.
How good is he?
Well,
that was stupid, that question. not answering another one from you. You've had your only one. What about you? Yeah. You better get this right or I'll ban you as well. He doesn't he? He's gold. He just starts talking to him. I reckon it's hilarious.
Who used to do that? I remember Mick Malthouse. He used to put Mick the fear in the fear of God.
John McIntosh, way back in the day.
Ross Lyon.
I remember when John McEnroe retired, a journalist said to him, because he'd obviously had a lot of controversy in his time as a player, a journalist said to him, Rabs, if you go back through your career, you know, what are the things you regret?
Yeah.
And he goes, I regret having to come to places like this and speak to people like you. Have some of that.
We got some audio of Mick Malthouse, I reckon, haven't we?
You think your boys came to play today?
I reckon they probably come here thinking, no, we have a real bad one today in the first quarter. What do you honestly think? That term, come to play, where does it originate from and what do they reckon? They come to play marbles or football or do you think they didn't come to play? Do you think they sat in their cars waiting for the game to start then go out there?
That was old Jay-Z.
Oh, Jay-Z Clark.
That was old Tubble Guts.
Come on, Jay-Z.
Come on, he would have shrunk.
That was the end of his press conference attending.
We got the one about Ross Lyon when he had a go. And what's your name to the it was the 3AW reporter?
Well, we could play that, but it's nearly 10 minutes now, your owner. Yeah.
Well,
it hasn't been that good.
It's been a very good. We've done a bit of all sports here as I just wait for
Rabs. We don't have enough room for the hump day quiz and for Dakes.
Righto.
What's your name?
Shane.
Shane who?
McGinnis.
Okay, that's the best question you can come up with after 2 hours of footy. You're quite brilliant, Shane. Yeah, terrific.
Peter Dacos to come at the midweek rub. Up next, it's the Rush Hour, Triple M. On the brand new listener app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour with JB and Bill. It's time for two Rush Hour listeners to
battle it out
with Bill's hump day quiz. Yes.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Who we got playing, Pat?
Well, we got the magnificent Dave from a place that you know well, Officer.
Got lost in Officer.
Yeah, you missed the turn off. G'day, Dave.
How you going?
Good. You're barrack for the Cats?
Mighty Cats, mate. They're only just going at the moment,
yeah,
though.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But they need a nice win this week against Jim's Mob down at GMHBA.
Yeah, you'd hope so. You'd think they'd get over them.
All right.
Just be nice and quiet, Dave. Otherwise, we might just hang up on you. We've got the big O.
We got the big
from
O.
From Mount Martha. Hello, Oski.
G'day, gents.
All right, you're going by the name Big O, all right?
Terrific, sounds good.
All right, we need to get you somewhere in a better reception. Have you got many bars on your phone?
Yeah.
That's better.
And what about the prizes they're playing for also today, if you don't mind, Rabsy? Wow. Can I do the Port Phillip ferries?
Because yes, you can. This would be good.
You get return ferry tickets on the Geelong Flyer, which they named after me, which is a magnificent vessel, Jim.
No, that's Mickey Turner was the Geelong Flyer.
Actually, it was Bob Davis.
Bobby Davis.
Fair dickum. Name
him Bob.
And you get premium game day seats, if you don't mind.
Two
and this is to round six. The Cats take on West Coast Eagles.
Oh,
should be
game.
A good game. That's next Saturday. So seats, you get two return ferry tickets on the Geelong Flyer. You can have a few frothies on that. It's a really good way to go to the footy in Geelong. It's better by boat with Port Phillip Ferries. PortPhilipFerries.com.au.
And the other prize is a $50 voucher to one of our favourite pubs, if not the best pub, St Andrews Beach Brewery down the Mornington Peninsula, St Andrews Beach Brewery.com.au.
Good for the Big O and for Dave.
Ooh,
both sort of down that way.
Well, Dave,
right, let's go.
Cats, of course. Righto, here we go. It's a mixed bag this week, boys. So five questions. First one to get three.
Scream Dave out, scream the Big O out.
Big O. Righto. Number one. What unusual injury has sidelined Crows captain Rory Sloane?
The Big O.
The Big O.
And I'm not taking eye injury, okay?
Yes. Disattached retina.
Oh,
well done.
Big O. It's the scoreboard.
Would have been easy to say eye injury, Jim. So well done
you
to you.
You gave it away.
Yeah, you did. You sort of
okay. Which two teams are playing in the AFLW Grand Final this Saturday?
The Big O.
Dave.
Dave.
Adelaide, Brisbane.
Well done.
Nicely done. One apiece.
You know, Adelaide,
ring a ding ding.
Adelaide have won two premierships. Brisbane have been the runners up twice.
Mm, thank you, Bill.
You didn't know that.
I knew Adelaide had won two.
But you'll use that somewhere in your little weekend stuff. Mm. Question three. Name the three AFL teams who haven't lost a game so far.
Dave.
The Big O.
Dave.
Dave.
Be the Bulldogs.
Mm-hmm.
Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And the Swans.
Whoa. Well done, Davey, the Cat supporter.
Thinking it through.
Down there at how's Officer, all right?
Oh, it's a shithole, mate.
Dave, it's not a great joint, Officer. I got lost there. I took the wrong turn. It took me about half an hour to get out of there.
Yeah, mate. If you miss the traffic window, you're gone. You might as well turn around and go home.
It's a shithole.
I wouldn't have quite put it that harshly, but anyway. All right.
Number four is an audio question now. Who kicked this goal?
Oh.
112 kilos. A big blow.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Oh, you can win.
Is that Billy Brownless?
Oh, no.
I'm giving
honest
him credit.
Big O.
Big O thinks it's funny. No, that's actually nice and crisp, but
yeah.
It wasn't.
No.
Anthony Hudson was commentating there, Big O. Do you want to have a guess?
Plugger?
No. Sean Darcy on the weekend when Hutto
112 kilos.
Number five, which AFL captain, boys, kicked 6 points on the weekend?
Dave.
That'd
be Fifey.
Fifey.
A pretty comprehensive victory
well
for
done.
Dave.
Well done to you, Dave. Now, let's see what he wants here, Jim. Does he want the Port Phillip ferries go across and watch the Cats take on West Coast next Saturday?
Go down to the City of Dreams.
Exactly. PortPhilipFerries.com or St Andrews Beach.
Oh, I might take the City of Dreams.
City of Dreams.
There you go, Dave. Well done to you, mate. You get on the ferry. That'll be good. Take the Dale. You can have a couple of frothies. You get there and then you come back that night. How good's that? Or
beautiful.
Stay if you want to.
And the Big O.
Yeah.
That's a good result for you because you don't give us stuff about either West Coast or Geelong. You don't want to go to that proper dump hole, which is Geelong. So you can go down the bottom and go to St Andrews Beach Brewery. Have you been there yet?
I have, yeah. Beautiful venue, that.
How good is it?
Stables, it's, terrific.
Oh, mate, it's magnificent. Go and see Perch down there. He will look after you like a cup favourite.
Like Maccabi Diva.
Well done, mate. Well done, Dave.
Thanks, mate.
Well done, boys. That's a good quiz, Jim.
Well, that was a crisp, like, it sort of gathered a bit of momentum,
it
that
did,
one.
It did, yeah. See, I can run them.
Yeah, better.
Better. Well done, Bill.
I liked the, did you hear the rub quiz on the weekend?
It went for like 30
four
seconds.
4.5 minutes.
How am I supposed to
phone
polish?
Lines weren't working.
How am I supposed to polish that? Yeah. Oh, Will, the new producer. Okay. What am I, there's
anyway,
no screens.
We're not keeping Dakes waiting.
No, we are not. Peter Dacos, Collingwood legend, is on the Rush Hour next. James Brayshaw and Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by football royalty.
There's a reason our next guest was known as the Macedonian Marvel.
Attempt for the advantage of Dacos. The right foot snap. This is a miraculous kick.
There was nowhere on the footy field this bloke couldn't kick snags.
Dacos nearly runs out of room.
Now he enjoys watching his sons do the same thing.
Shot it down. All round.
Please welcome Collingwood legend Peter Dacos.
Yeah. The great Pele Dacos joins us. Dakes, welcome to you.
JB, Billy, thank you boys for having me on. What an introduction. Can you freshen it up? Jesus, that's all old stuff.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, Dakes. When it comes to you, it's timeless.
We haven't got any new stuff.
I tell you how good Dakes was,
how
Bill.
How good.
Back in the day, we're talking the early 90s. Yeah. You know, as a North supporter, as a Geelong player, we all hated Collingwood for good reasons.
Yeah, still
but so I used to sit and watch them back in the back in Dakes' day, and I'd go, "Jesus, I hate this mob," but Jesus, bloke can play. He just turned it on week after week after week. And Dakes, my favourite were those one-step barrels you used to drop out at Waverley. It just went about 60 metres. You always had beautiful skill, and I love watching your young bloke who's also got beautiful skill.
He's carving a bit of a niche for himself, and no, he's got good touch and, you know, slowly coming on and will get better with time, you know, as I say. So the more game time he gets, clearly you'd expect there's going to be, better to come.
Yeah, and a very proud dad, and it was great to see you the other night when he kicked that goal, and you're up there with, I think it was Nick, your son, and you're high-fiving and you're punching the air and just having a frothy too, which was bloody good on you, Dakes. I think we can still do that in today's world. But you haven't had a chat to Sauce, have you, and just said, Sauce, when Jack kicks a goal, can you show a bit of interest, Sauce?
Oh, I know. Yeah, I did run into him a couple of weeks ago on the Sunday, and he just attributes my excitement to my background being Macedonian. He reckons we dance, so that's all we ever do. So I've got no doubt he was what you see on the outside is not what's going on the inside, and I'm sure Billy, as you know, with even Oscar at Geelong, I mean, yeah, and JB with your kids, you get a buzz no matter what they're doing. So it was really good.
Oh no,
really
it's brilliant, good. And we understand Nick's going to be a beauty too, so that'll be great. Two of them at Collingwood. Tell us about Nick, please, because we're all excited about what he's going to bring to the table. Is he a different type to Josh? What sort of football is Nick?
Oh, look, no, he's got a good skill set. I mean, he's both sides of the body, so not unlike Josh. I mean, he's got a good tank, keeps his feet, he's clean. He's tracking all right at the moment. And the other thing is, you know, I suppose if anything, they've got different temperaments. Nick's got Josh is probably a little bit more, you know, sort of, I wouldn't say an introvert on the ground, but Nick's a bit more outward. You give Nick a whack and he'll give you four, you know, like he's, I think they've both got great football temperaments. And I think above all else, I think his work ethic is along the lines of his brother. So, you know, they're not scared of a little bit of work and, and if anything, they've got a bit of patience. But, he's tracking pretty good, JB.
Great.
Is it true that your kids barrack for Carlton?
Oh, well, Billy, one of them.
How did that happen?
Exactly. And I was sort of preempting what you were going to sort of say. Look, in the end, when we were growing up with footy, we got one replay in World of Sport on the weekend and you had to wait 5 days, you know, to get some football replays. Whereas these days, kids make up their own mind. I mean, I barracked for South Melbourne. I always sort of tell this story. I barracked for South because, and they never won a game in the 70s. You know, Bobby Skilton was the captain. But unless I'd gotten Dad's car, you know, I wouldn't have got to have seen a VFL game. Mm. So whereas these days, he got caught up in the emotion of Judd going to Carlton. And then we had our, you know, not so like neighbours in the Sylvani sort of dragging him along to a game. And then, you know, I thought Soss was trying to do the right thing by his footy education, but, you know, he was frigging getting him Carlton jumpers and
stealing him
to the rooms and buttering him up. So he got caught up in it. Yeah, he got caught up.
Hey, Dakes, we're going to get to this amazing function that you're doing with Bill and get through all of that. But 1990 Premiership, of course, very, very famous at the Collingwood Football Club. And you were an amazing part of that. And you had some incredible players that played in that team. And do you sort of think back on it and do you think, how the hell did Craig Kelly ever get a game?
And that's the beauty of the game, isn't it? And I always tell the kids, you know, there's a part of the game that you can make your own. You know, in an ideal world, we'd love to be the best mark and kick the longest goal. And, you know, but, you know, you can make, you know, you can either be, you know, underpin your football by being the best tackler or spoiler.
So what was Ned?
Ned was just an agitator. he took him off their game. You know, he was the one that sort of put your ice cream in the microwave. You know, he was just bloody annoying. No, but everyone plays their role. And Ned, you know, as much as we love and hate him, I mean, you know, it was a big part of it. The big cement head, as we called him.
Yep. Hey, now, tomorrow night, 4 p.m. at Port Melbourne Footy Ground down there at the Borough, a free family event featuring 18 AFL legends.
Have a listen to the names.
Have a listen to the names. Tony Shaw's going to MC it. Yep. Dakes, Tony Liberatore, Simon Madden, the best ruckman going around, Ben Johnson, got disqualified in the 100, Robert Diplomenico, Anthony Stevens.
Diplomenico.
Reece Jones, Milne, Monkhurst, Ayres, Archer, Boomer Harvey, most games ever played. Dermot,
himself.
Dane Swan, Jimmy Buckley, and Brendan Favola. And it's all in kicking butt for NF research. Tell us about it, Dakes.
Well, it's all part of the Flicker of Hope Foundation. And, you know, it's for early detection and we're raising some money. And as you rattled off those names, Billy, everyone's kindly donated. You hear a lot of things about the footballs, but the one thing you don't hear is the time they do put into things such as this. So the boys have been fantastic. So as you called it, kick butt for NF research, it's neurofibromatosis. It's a condition. The foundation, I want to point out, you know, we're raising money. We want supporters to get down to the Port Melbourne Oval at 4 p.m. You know, by the time we hit this target, we might be finished at midnight. But having said that, we'll have a little bit of fun doing it. But I will point out that it's been going 2 years. They've raised over $500,000 and every single dollar, 100% of it, has gone into the research of this condition. So it's all about the need to learn about how to treat NFM and the early detection. So it's going to be a great day. We want the Collingwood, Carlton, I'll even talk to the Carlton fans, you know, Lions, even Geelong supporters. Come down, bring your kids down, get a photo, have a kick with us. And, we'd love to see you down there. There's a lot going on. So, it's a great cause. And, I look forward to it.
And, Dakes, my suggestion is don't let Dermot speak first or you will finish at midnight. tell me this. Oh, that is brilliant. Get stuck into that.
flickerofhope.org.au,
4 o'clock down at the Borough. As we let you go, every single small forward, medium, big forward, they're all stolen. You're inside out, on the ground, banana.
Yep.
Do you look at it now and go, boys, I was doing that 30 years ago?
Well, you know, yes, but let's face it, I mimic someone too. You know, we all sort of, we take it and we make it our own and we probably massage it a bit and we mould it into something more suiting of ourselves. So, look, it's nice when you rate a mention. I know, JB, you throw it up now and then. I reach for the bloody extra, you know, the stubby and have another drink to celebrate.
I'll tell you what really I'm going to do. I'm going to say this now because we've got lots of young people listening to this show.
Yes.
When you finish listening to this,
YouTube,
get your computer open, hit YouTube, go Peter Dacos, sit back and enjoy the 10 minutes you see, because this is as skilled a player as has ever played our game.
No doubt.
Dakes, you're a bloody star.
You're too kind, guys.
Have a great day tomorrow. We hope that goes really well. We'll get that up, Rabbits, on our Instagram. How will we do it?
Triple M Rush, our Instagram.
Yep. So you find out all about how to get behind this amazing cause. Well done, Dakes. Good luck with the kids.
Thanks for support, boys. Thank you.
On your Dakes.
So Rush Hour, Triple M. On your home smart speaker.
Hey, Google.
And on your radio. This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Bill on tomorrow's show. Hawthorn midfielder James Warple is going to join us, and the boys are going to preview some round five games, plus what? An idiot song.
Idiot song. No. I love them. Maddie goes to town in the booth. Beautiful.
Bullying.
All right. So, Fat.
What?
Something
humorous.
Actually, yesterday wasn't bad.
Oh, you liked it.
I didn't mind yesterday. The Swedish Prime Minister who sorted his cabinet.
Putting his cabinet together, Jim.
Righto, so can we get to that standard again?
No.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
A husband takes his wife to a party, Jim.
Yes.
There's a guy on the dance floor breakdancing, moonwalking, backflips. Doing the works, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
The wife turns to her husband and says, see that guy over there? 25 years ago, Jimmy boy, he proposed to me and I turned him down.
Right.
The husband looks at the wife and says, looks like he's still celebrating.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No, come on, Bill. He's still dancing, doing the break, won't you?
Come on, Bill. Oh, look at him!
Look at him!
He's oh no!
He's doing the robot. He's... What I was thought that? I was Michael Jackson for a minute. I was Michael Jackson, Jim.
Least dangerous. The only man balder than you. He copped a bit of that. He can't have it.
Shut up, Point Cook. Michael Jackson. That's it.
Look at him.
You are the king of the long.